This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. I do hope we're all enjoying the comeback to school and being back with our students and hopefully implementing some post-pandemic teaching strategies. And if you're interested in a system of post-pandemic teaching, which will really get your students learning as much as they can and catching up as quickly as they can, then check out my previous podcast episode, which is all about the ACE system. And that's episode number 70. Today, however, I want to talk about something that all high school teachers are involved in, and that is how to motivate or keep a high school student motivated. And this is something that I find can be a constant challenge, particularly with some students. There are some students who just always seem to lack the motivation to work hard at school, or lack the drive to push themselves towards a certain goal. And then there are other students who are really motivated and keen one week and can be really deflated the next week. And there are some students who are always motivated and always pushing themselves and always cheerful and always work hard. And they're often, they're often very goal-driven as well. They often have a very definite life plan in place. And that's certainly that theme of having a life plan and careers advice and ensuring that students have goals is going to be a key element of today's message. So as I commonly do, I'm going to read to you a blog post I've written at my blog for teachers, which is at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's richardjamesrogers.com. I will, of course, link to the blog post in the episode description. And what this will allow me to do is to keep my message very direct, straight to the point. I know that my listeners like it when I deliver a very direct and useful message, and you don't want me to waffle too much. So I shall begin the blog post now. Enjoy. As your children's high school career nears its end, achieving good grades becomes ever more important. There's a lot at stake. In particular, the range of colleges from which they can choose after graduation. And with the cost of a college education being so high, excellent grades could be worth money in the form of bursaries and sponsorships. Even kids that don't want to study further need to work hard. If a high school diploma is to be their highest educational achievement, it will be with them for the rest of their working careers. While being a pushy parent can be counterproductive, keeping your children motivated in their final years of high school can be a challenge. Try the following strategies to improve their chances. Number 1. Get help from a private educational counsellor. Can you offer the right guidance for your child to get into top colleges? Chances are you need an inside edge. Going Ivy College Consulting works with your children to help them map out their future for themselves, choosing the right courses and the right elite colleges to set them up for success. If Going Ivy isn't on the cards, career counselling can still be enormously beneficial. Having an impartial third party to talk about their future helps your children to feel more in control of their future learning and career paths. with a future they decided for themselves to look forward to, the chances of giving their final years at school their best effort becomes more likely. And I can definitely vouch for that, everybody. When students have goals and they're excited about something they're working towards, of course they're more likely to work hard and push themselves. And consultancy services like Going Ivy College Consulting and other services can really help high school students to formulate those goals and get excited about working towards something. Number two, be supportive. Parents want to see their children embarking on a secure career. Sadly, this can lead to conflict and a lack of motivation at school. For example, your daughter says she wants to study drama. You're horrified and suggest accounting instead. With your support for what she really wants to do being absent, how motivated will she be as her final high school year draws to a close? Will your support for her exam preparation make a difference? If you think your child is making a risky career choice, tell them about your concerns by all means, but never withdraw your support. Your aspiring drama student will open several career paths through her studies. For example, if she isn't able to become a movie star, she can still apply her skills to teaching theatrical skills to kids. Whatever happens, remember that it's up to your children to choose their careers and not up to you. Number three, give them time. Although you feel that choosing a future career is an urgent matter, your high schooler may not feel ready to commit. Let's be fair. A school student has no experience of the working world and may not have found his or her passion yet. Some kids need to spend a year or two in the working world before they discover what they really want from a career. Push too hard and your children might end up studying something they committed to on a whim, only to find that it isn't really for them. By all means, provide opportunities for them to explore possible careers, but make it clear that you aren't pushing for a big decision just yet. When they find a career they can fall in love with, you'll be ready to support them. Until they find their path, you'll still be there for them whenever they need you. Apply too much pressure, leave your child with the impression that it's about you and not about them, and they might decide the whole thing is a nasty business and start underperforming at school. Strike the balance. We all have ambitions for our children, but ultimately their future is up to them. Although you may not be sure that your children are making the right decisions, your role is that of wise counselor and ardent supporter. It can be difficult, but the decision maker in this instance is your child. Opposing their wishes or pushing too hard will be counterproductive. Help your child to build a vision of his or her future, I apologize, that's all their own. And that last sentence, I'm going to say it again because it is very important. Help your child to build a vision of his or her future that's all their own. Now, I think that message is very important. Quite an unusual podcast episode and blog post for me today, as it is kind of aimed at parents, but teachers can also extract a lot of juice from this. Oftentimes, as teachers, we encounter students who don't know what they want to do as their career path, or what job they want to do, or what they want to even go into when they leave school. And it's really important that we focus on what the students are strong at in school, what their best subjects are, and any skills we've noticed along the way that they have, and just try and encourage them to think about going into that kind of thing. I've got a few case studies I can bring to mind from my experience. There's one student recently that comes to mind who wasn't really achieving very well in any subject area except for computer studies. He was very, very good at website design, very, very good at anything to do with coding, but was below average in everything else. He didn't really know what he wanted to do as a career. He had special educational needs as well. So he was quite a challenge to motivate, for sure. But eventually, I and a group of teachers, along with his family, we encouraged him to build on his strengths. And he did eventually go into IT and study computer science at university. And I'm not sure how he's doing these days, but I would have thought that that was the best career move for him personally. And there's been other students over the years who I've worked with, and I've just really noticed their strengths and just tried to be positive about what they're good at. And that's another thing, isn't it, as teachers? We've really got to use our praise in a very strategic way. And unfortunately, there has been this encouragement in teacher training circles, certainly over the past decade or so, to praise everything that a student does. Well done for handing this work in on time. Well done for your keeping your handwriting neat and tidy. Well done for turning up to class today. And, you know, just kind of praising as much as we can. And to a certain point, that can act as a good behaviour management tool. But there does come a time in a student's life where you really have to give praise for things that are meaningful and things that are worthwhile. And it has to be sincere praise as well. Students need to feel like they've achieved something worthwhile. So if we use praise strategically, if we praise students for the things they've actually done, which are outstanding, we can definitely make them feel happy about themselves, feel proud of what they've done. And that in itself will act as an encouragement for that student to work towards pursuing that career. Many students I've worked with over the years, I've noticed things, particularly things like tech skills or experimental skills, because I teach science. And I've had a few students over the years who've been really, really good at experimental design and have great manual dexterity when it comes to doing experiments, and are really good at choosing variables. So I've really kept my praise very specific in those cases and made sure I've reinforced that at future points in time as well, and asked my colleagues to also praise the student for what they've done. And that has naturally made the student want to pursue that kind of career, because they realize they're good at something and they enjoy something, and it's a life choice that they'd like to take on, you know, and it's a career they'd like to do in the future. Good careers advice is very important as well. It's not enough, I think, to just use praise and just notice key skills that students have. I think students do need to know the real truth about what kind of salaries they can expect when they enter that career, what the working hours are like, what the working conditions are like, what the responsibilities are like. That's really important. Just recently, just yesterday actually, I had a student who was helping me with an after-school club, and she's a very talented chemistry student, and she taught my IGCSE students some chemistry, and she did a great job. It was as if she was a natural at it. An 18-year-old student had very little teaching experience to my knowledge. Certainly not as much as a professional teacher with a few years under their belt, teaching full time. And she did this great job. She was very clear. She was very amenable. She smiled as she taught. She had passion. She looked as though she enjoyed the lesson when she was teaching it. She went back to review knowledge. She asked questions of the students. She did a great job, better than a lot of NQTs, actually. I was very, very impressed. And after that, we had a discussion about future careers that she'd like to do. And of course, I put the suggestion in there that you should think about teaching as a possible career, because you certainly have a lot of basics in place already. So it is important that we do that, but we've also got to refer students to good careers guidance counsellors. And of course, with that particular student, I will be encouraging her to speak with our school careers guidance counsellor and really map out her life plan and have some kind of strategy in place. Very important we do that. And as I mentioned, a very good service for certainly American universities and colleges that I've come across is Going Ivy College Consulting. They're very good for just really informing parents and children about the realities of going to an Ivy League college or a top university. So definitely important we do that, guys. So one more time, let's go through those three ways to keep a high school student motivated. And number one is to get help from a private educational counsellor. Number two is to be supportive. And number three is to give them time and have patience. I will link to this blog post in the episode description and also to a few other blog posts which will help with motivating students, particularly my most popular blog post of all time, which is The Importance of Patience in Teaching. That will be in the episode description, and also a blog post about keeping those students motivated through praise. And that blog post is called The Four Rules of Praise. I also have a book, actually, that I've written all about praise, which is called The Power of Praise, Empowering Our Students Through Positive Feedback. And that book is available everywhere. And the link to its Amazon sales page will be in the episode description. Do check out my blog for teachers, which is at richardjamesrogers.com. And please check out my best-selling award-winning book for teachers, which I'm very proud of. And that's called The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at all good retailers. So thank you very much, everybody. I wish everyone listening the very best as kids return to school, and good luck with everything. Keep those students motivated. Use all the strategies that I talk about in these podcast episodes to really push those students, to help them, to support them, to encourage them, to motivate them, and of course, to encourage deep learning, problem solving, and to provide clarity of instruction as well. Thanks, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye for now.